Leviticus chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or a bright spot, and it is in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests, and the priest shall look upon the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look upon him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight is not deeper than the skin, and the hair of it is not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that has the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab. And he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he has been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest shall see him. And behold, if the rising is white in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that has the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looks, then the priest shall consider, and if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague. It is all turned white. It is clean. But when raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall see him. And if the plague is turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that has the plague. He is clean. The flesh also, in which, in the skin of it, was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there is a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it is showed to the priest. And if, when the priest sees it, it is in sight lower than the skin, and the hair of it be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest looks upon it, and there is no white hairs in it, and if it is not lower than the skin, and but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spots stay in his place and does not spread, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there is any flesh in the skin of which there is a hot burning, and the quick living flesh that burns has a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it. And if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it is in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. For this reason, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest looks upon it, and there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the other skin, but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and if it is spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and does not spread in the skin, but it is somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning. And the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague and look. If it is in sight deeper than the skin, and there is in it a yellow thin hair, Then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and it is not in sight deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that has the plague of the skull 7 days, and in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague, and if the skull does not spread, and there is no yellow hair in it, and the skull is not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaved, but the skull shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut him that has the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the skull, and if the skull is not spread in the skin, nor is in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and if the skull is spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the skull is in his sight at a stay, and there is black hair grown up in it, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that grows in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that has his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, he is clean. And if there is in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead, then the priest shall look upon it. And if the rising of the sore is white, reddish in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be torn, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering on his upper lip, and shall cry, "Unclean! Unclean!" All the days in which the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Outside the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it is a woolen garment or linen garment, whether it is in the warp or woof of the linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in any thing of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be showed to the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut up that that has the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day, and if the plague is spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in the skin or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in a woolen or linen or in anything of skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and the plague is not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and if the plague has not changed its color, and the plague is not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look and behold the plague is somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. You shall burn that where is the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it is, which you shall wash, if the plague is departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or in the woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. End of chapter.